Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.
I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society CPA's career coach of choice, and I'm here to talk to you about five facts of life in 2014. First of all, Happy New Year, and welcome to what I think is going to be a really good year. However, there are some things you need to know to make sure that you maximize your opportunity and productivity in 2014. So we're going to talk about the job market. First of all, we have a bipolar job market. Now, what does that mean? That means that while there are lots of good opportunities, thank heavens, unlike years past, we have lots of job openings becoming available, but we also have layoffs coming again too. I'm not quite sure why. I think part of it is for the desire to be lean and mean and keep costs down to make sure that companies thrive and survive. But for example, Procter & Gamble at the end of last year laid off 6,400 people. Hewlett-Packard laid off 29,000 people. Citigroup announced 11,000 jobs. And JPMorgan Chase by the end of last year laid off 17,000 jobs. So that's an awful lot of layoffs. Now, at the same time, many of these companies are all also hiring. So in my practice, at noon, I may see a laid off individual from a company, and at 2, I may see an individual with an interview with that same company tomorrow to get him ready for his presentation. So that's why I call it a bipolar job market or revolving door. So understand that there's two sides to this, and we really need to stay awake to that. Now, next, the talent pool continues to swell. In other words, there's lots of good candidates around, and I always say more than in the whole 41 years that I've been doing this, I've seen more qualified talent than ever. Part of it is because the baby boomers still continue to work. They haven't retired. They're too young to retire in temperament. They can't afford to retire. And another part is because the Generation Y, which are the younger people, now are validated as professionals. You never used to see a CEO be 25 years old. Today you do. And that's with the advent of technology. People like Zuckerberg, who are young and are multi-billionaires. This is what's going on. So you have an awful lot of people that are very different from each other, all qualified to compete for the same thing. So you've got a major, large talent pool. What does that mean? That means there's a lot of competition. So one of the things that we have to be prepared to remember is that we can't just qualify for a job. We have to be prepared to compete and to win. So that's number two. Number three is there is no fast track to a hire. There hasn't been a fast track to a hire for quite some time. But with things getting better and the job market getting better, we tend to think that we're going back to what's called the good old days. I'm not sure they were ever so good, but one thing is for sure, when the recession began, it became harder and harder to get in the door. It became more competitive, decisions were made more slowly, and that is still the case. So if you are, you know, if it is January 15th and you're thinking you're going to start your new job by February 15th, that's probably not going to happen. So you need to make sure you take time and you gather your energy and you learn the procedure to go from the day you decide to look to the day you accept an offer. Next, networks matter more than ever. Circular relationships are amazing. Circular relationships are defined as people who do for each other. So if you are a CPA and you've got somebody who takes care of your technology and you're maybe looking to make a job change, ask your technology expert who he knows that may be able to help you. He may have another customer that is in need of someone like you. Vice versa, you may be able to help him to advance in his business. Circular relationships, people counting on each other for help in what they need professionally. My physician, my CPA, my attorney, we all know each other. We all help each other. My technology expert, we're all using each other's services to advance our and accommodate our needs and advance our causes. So that's what I call circular relationships. It's also called networking. It matters more than ever. We are most loyal to those who are helping us out when they need something. Last but not least, positive alternative employment arrangements. What does that mean? Well, and it took me a long time to get used to this. Every job is not a W-2 permanent employee on payroll job. There are people who are working for companies, and you can't tell just because they walk around the halls who they are. They don't wear badges, but there are people walking around the halls of the company that you work for that maybe they're 1099 employees, or maybe they're consultants who have come through another organization through to the company that you're working at. But there's all kinds of alternative arrangements for employees, and what we need to learn is that there's nothing wrong with that, and there might even be advantages to not being a W-2 employee. I know a chief information officer of a major corporation in Central Ohio who actually his compensation has been elevated because he didn't need benefits because his wife was a teacher. There are all kinds of things that he is doing for tax advantages, actually, that give him an advantage in being a 1099 employee and also give the company cost savings for that arrangement. So if you're job hunting and somebody comes to you and says, we have a one-year contract arrangement, please don't look down on that, because we do that at the beginning. We want what we used to have. We think that's the best thing for us, and that's not necessarily true. So take a look at these new arrangements. Change can sometimes be better than what we had, and start out with 2014 with an open mind and energy. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.